This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, February 13. Welcome. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 68. May God arise. May his enemies be scattered. May his foes flee before him. May you blow them away like smoke, as wax melts before the fire. May the wicked perish before God. But may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. Sing to God. Sing in praise of his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice before him. His name is the Lord. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads out the prisoners with singing. But the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. Welcome to the family. We're glad that you have come to share your life with us as we grow in love. During my first year in the Philippines, I often heard this song at the beginning or end of a worship service, as people in church would go around shaking hands and welcoming new people. I was single and a foreigner, and at times I felt lonely. I truly felt welcomed through the use of this song and by the welcoming Filipino culture that excelled in hospitality and family ties. Psalm 68 mentions some of God's concerns for marginalized people: widows, orphans, the lonely, and prisoners. God often gave his people instructions about caring for such persons, and that made a big difference in people's lives. Today's marginalized and vulnerable people include immigrants, refugees, the homeless, international students, and more. God wants us to welcome everyone and help them in their need. Welcoming people into our neighborhoods, churches, homes, and lives is one of the greatest ways to overcome barriers that can keep people at a distance from the gospel. Who are the lonely people around you? How welcoming is your church toward strangers? Ask a first-time visitor for their feedback. Pray with me. Lord, you've welcomed us into your family by your grace in Christ. Work in us to open our hearts, homes, and lives to strangers. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.